Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining the show now, RSC NFL Insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sportsbooks don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit betql.com today. And, of course, he joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider Towering Drivers right now. For more info, call him 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. How are we doing, Ross? How was your time last night at that game? I heard you doing some sideline stuff last night on Westwood One.
Yeah, I mean, a couple thoughts, I guess. Number one was it was the last NFL stadium I had yet to be at, yet to attend. So for the second time, I've now been to every NFL stadium. I had been to every NFL stadium, and then the Raiders, Chargers, and Rams got new ones. But now I've been to both of those, Allegiant in Las Vegas and SoFi in Los Angeles. So stadium was incredible. The atmosphere and the food were awesome. The game was disappointing. Yeah, I don't know what the deal is, but four of the six games were not competitive. And as a broadcast, that's really all you want.
No, I would agree. I just want to back up just a little bit if we can. Then get back to that. You were at the Buffalo game as well, correct?
I was. So Saturday, Friday night, I drove halfway up to Buffalo.
Okay.
And Saturday, I was in the booth for the Bills and the Patriots. Drove halfway back on Saturday night. Gary went to bed. Drove the second half Sunday morning home because I had to do the Eagles pregame show. In Philly, and then went to the airport, flew to L.A., and was on sideline last night. So three games in 3 days. I didn't actually go to the Eagles game, just
right. So how cold was it in Buffalo?
Really, really cold. Like, really cold. I mean, I'm used to cold. I live in Pennsylvania.
Right.
I get it. It was about as cold as I can remember. Thankfully, Tasker was on the sideline, and I was in the booth. But I am so amazed and impressed and not surprised by those people. I mean, the Green Bay people are the same. It's just incredible. It's 40-10 with 12 minutes left, 10 minutes left. Nobody had left. Nobody. It's just remarkable. And I got to be honest with you guys, it's just so different from, like, the environment last night. You know, if you're walking around Lambeau or in Buffalo 3 hours before a game, you know, you can feel it. I mean, it is
right.
That it is the tailgate. It is popping. You know, 3 hours before the Rams-Cardinals, you almost couldn't tell that there was a game the other day.
Oh, my God.
I mean, there was a couple people with jerseys on and stuff, but it's just very different. And I'm not knocking anybody. It's just the way it is.
Well, they do things different out there. Real quick, this Josh Allen, man, he rolled down. I keep telling Steve this. Rolls to his right, hits the big tight end. The guy threw a dart. I don't know there's a lot of people that believe in Josh Allen, but I think he was the best guy on the field. He carried that Buffalo Bills team. What's your thoughts on Josh Allen? Like, can he be consistent like this all the time?
Yeah, so I think he is, and this will sound like I'm overstating it, and you guys obviously have seen Favre and Aaron Rodgers, but I don't know if we've ever seen anyone that has the skill set that Josh Allen has. I mean, he's all of 6'5", 250.
Good God almighty.
So he's a huge kid. He's really fast. I mean, like, he can really run. And then, you know, he throws the ball about as hard and as far as anybody I've ever seen. Now, that's wonderful. That's not necessarily what makes you the best quarterback.
Right.
He's gotten better and better, such that he is a top five quarterback. But the sky is the limit.
Wait a minute.
When you think about physical skills that he possesses.
Did you say he's a top five quarterback?
Yes.
In the NFL?
Yes.
Okay.
Gary, everybody knows this. You're acting like people don't realize this.
Well, we got a lot of people on our radio station that don't realize it. I'm with you. I just want you to say it again. Most people don't think so.
Hold on a second. So first of all, Josh Allen probably should have gotten second in the MVP last year. He might have. I don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
And this year he's the first player in NFL history to throw for over 4,000 yards and run for over 700. I mean, he's got the second most touchdowns behind Brady. He had 42 touchdowns, 36 throwing, 6 rushing. He's an incredible football player.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about this Packers-Niners matchup, Ross Tucker. We were talking before you came on, Rodgers' record against the Niners in the playoffs, 0-3 at this point. We went over his numbers, and I just said it doesn't really matter because I think of the games that they've faced the Niners in the playoffs, this version of the Niners is probably the worst version of the Niners they've seen so far. And of the Packers teams that have faced the Niners in the playoffs, this is probably the deepest Packers team because of all these guys coming back off of injury all at the same time. So that doesn't really mean a whole bunch to me. I really like the Packers in this one. How do you view this matchup?
Yeah, I like the Packers as well, but I got to tell you, there's got to be some part of them that is not happy that they have to play against the Niners. It just feels like the Niners have a good feel for playing against the Packers. I mean, refresh my memory, but I thought they had him in the regular season, right? Then Rodgers somehow, you know, had enough time to get him the field goal at the end of the game.
Yeah, Crosby had a game winner, right.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. For whatever reason, I feel like the 49ers match up very well with the Packers. And I think the Packers probably would have rather played, you know, the Rams or the Cardinals as opposed to the Niners because of the way the Niners can run the football. I still like the Packers to win the game, but I think, and I hope it's a good game, I think obviously the status of Nick Bosa and Fred Warner will be huge, but Niners have a really good D-line, and the Niners offensively can run the ball, and it feels like Shanahan kind of has the edge up on the floor in these matchups. But I think the Niners secondary will ultimately be what costs them against the Packers.
I would agree with you. Was it more about last night? Was it really more about the Rams, or were the Cardinals just not interested in playing last night?
I don't know, Gary. I'm so disappointed. I mean, I'm so disappointed by the Cardinals and their performance. I mean, I thought Kyler Murray could hardly have played worse. I really thought he was probably the worst quarterback we saw this weekend. It's interesting, right? Because mm-hmm. Philadelphia, of course, people are already saying, well, you know, should they get a different quarterback or can Jalen Hurts do it? You know, they're not saying that in Arizona, and Jalen Hurts played better than Kyler Murray did. I mean, Kyler Murray had the worst pick six I've ever seen. He missed so many other throws. It felt like in a bunch of the playoff games this weekend that the moment was just too big for certain teams, right? It just felt like the Patriots were overwhelmed, Eagles overwhelmed, certainly the Cardinals. It just looked like one team didn't really look like they belonged.
No, I would agree with that. And I think when we're going to do a topic here about the playoffs and that, and would you change the format, or would you change, would you do anything different? Do you like the playoff format that they have right now?
I probably, if anything, and this will sound like sacrilege, but if anything, I would probably add an eighth team to each conference and have the number one seed have to play the first weekend. I think it's too much of an advantage for the one seed. I think home field advantage is a big enough carrot by itself that to add being the only team to get a bye, and you see like the Bengals lose Ogunjobi, Hendrickson's beat up before they have to go play the Titans who didn't play. You know, the Niners might not have Bosa or Warner before they play the Packers and didn't have to play. Even if it was the Bucks playing somebody, Wirfs got hurt, Jensen got hurt. I think it's overly weighted to the number one seed, and I'd rather have them play. I mean, you know, the Chargers would have been a fine playoff team for, you know, the Titans to play in a 1-8 matchup. In the NFC, who would it have been? The Saints? You know, and the Packers probably would beat them handily, but that's fine. I'd probably add an eighth team, and I think they probably will at some point.
He is Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL Insider. We've only got like 3 minutes left here. I got two things for you. One, thoughts on Mike McCarthy and the Cowboys after what we just saw over the weekend.
Really, really down. Really, really down on Mike McCarthy. You know, the thing that bothers me the most, there's a couple things that bother me the most. After the first of all, the team to be that undisciplined is a reflection of a head coach, period. And then after the game, McCarthy was complaining about the officials, saying he thought they would let him play a little bit more. I really don't know what penalties he's talking about that he thought were questionable. I mean, the Randy Gregory play was galactically stupid. Odighi Zua was clearly a defensive hold. You know, Gallimore, that was an obvious illegal hands to the face. All the pre-snap stuff was legit. I mean, it's like they were real penalties. So I don't love that he was complaining about the refs, that they're not disciplined in the first place. And then, you know, I don't even know what to say about that quarterback draw. I think it's a little bit overstated, but he says they practice it every week. It sure doesn't look like they practice every week with their execution.
Exactly. Ross, one more thing for you here, and then we got to run. Just please explain this to me.
This is how we do it. It's Friday night, and I feel all right.
You were singing on your Twitter account to Warren G while Warren G was singing?
Yeah, so that is that was actually Montel Jordan.
Oh, Montel Jordan. So I thought you said it was Warren G.
Yeah, well it was Warren G first.
Oh, right.
And then Montel Jordan after that.
Gotcha.
And because I have a sideline pass, I was able to be like 10 feet away from them.
Yeah.
And I love those songs. Warren G, Regulators!
Man, what you know about Warren G? Come on, man. You're from Pennsylvania, man.
Me and Warren G,
we were brought up together, man. You're from Pennsylvania,
cuz. Are you kidding? That was my high school music. I mean, that brings back a lot of memories. And I said, you know what's interesting?
What?
There was no, like, speakers on the field. So I could barely hear him. Like, the whole stadium could hear him. Right. But I could barely hear him, and so I wanted to sing along. When I'm at a concert, I sing along.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah, I'm with you on that. Ross, thanks so much for coming on, man, and we'll talk to you again next Tuesday.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, see you guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.